Now, last time you were here, Julian, you were explaining about the early days of the sort of Britain forming as Britain, and subsequently the Romans left the country in 410. And so it then became a problem for those that were left as how they were going to defend the country.
That's right. Well, one of the ways that they did it was to hire mercenaries. And the mercenaries were Saxons from across the North Sea, from North Germany. And what they did was arrange these mercenaries in a protective ring around London. And if you think about it, it's very, very sensible. One area was over in what is now the Dengie Peninsula. Mm-hmm. And Dengie actually comes from the Saxon word Deninge, which means basically the people of the valleys.
Right.
Yeah. And has at its base Danbury.
Oh, really?
Danbury, Den, yeah, Denny's.
Do you know, I'd never realised that.
And from there, of course, you're aware that you're there when on Danbury, on the top of Danbury Common there. Yep. You're actually standing on the old north bank of the River Thames, which once flowed underneath, flowed past.
Oh,
you know,
came much further in.
Oh, yeah, much further. I mean, we're talking about 10,000 years ago now.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
There you've got a fantastic view, and the view goes eastwards and southeastwards. So any raiders or pirates or possible invaders or someone wanting to attack London could be seen from there. And that covered that eastwards direction. The next area was Vange or Fenge, which is literally the Fen district. And there would have been ships around Corringham, Tilbury and as far east as Vange to protect the River Thames if there were any attack by river.
Mm-hmm.
And the last area, which is the one that I wanted to draw your attention to particularly, was called the Yeyingis. And the Yeyingis simply means the district of the people. Inga is the Saxon word for people.
It's right.
Us. It's the lads, the right. Boys,
okay.
The gang. In fact, the word gang even comes from it. And it's thought to be the first. And where they were located was, roughly speaking, if you stand Great Bursted and Little Bursted, and you look south off the ridge, you get a wonderful view clear across to Kent and also south east to Thundersley and across towards Rayleigh. And Great Bursted and Little Bursted mean the big and the little fortress.
Well.
Either side of the B107 or No Kill Road.
Right.
And again, watching from that direction. And those people, the Inga, then settled that whole highland where you now have Ingatstone, yeah, the people at the stone from circle that used to be next to the church.
Yes.
And now in at the crossroads in the high street, stones there. Yeah. From Friar Inga, Margaret Inga, Mount Nessinga, and Buttsbury was originally called Kinga. And also East Horndon and a couple of other places have that Inga connection. And there's one last place to draw your attention to, and that's Worley. Because Worley is a very, very old word. It comes from leach, which means clearing, and wear, which is an ancient Saxon word meaning agreement or pledge or covenant. In fact, by the 8th century, it was no longer used. It's a really early word. And it literally means the place of the agreement. And I wonder, was that agreement that's where it was agreed with the mercenaries that they would defend? And of course, if you've ever been to Worley Place, then you'll know that there is there. From there, you can see in the other direction, west towards London, you can see St. Paul's, ideal for placing a beacon to warn of danger.
Incredible.
So this whole highland area here that we're on is very old and very significant.
Well, that's really good. Thank you very much indeed. So what are you looking at next time?
Next time we'll actually go on to the arrival en masse of people, of that dreaded word, immigrants, I wonder.
Okay, thanks very much indeed.